Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman is still in Paris, Beanie Martin, copy boy for the Metropolis Daily Planet, receives an exciting phone call from Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen.
Gosh, Beanie, I gotta talk to Mr. Kent or Miss Lane. I just gotta.
But they're not here, Jim. Mr. Kent and Miss Lane are in Paris.
Then get hold of Mr. White. Tell him to call me at once. Got that?
Uh-huh.
Immediately. Tell him it's a matter of life or death.
You know, fellas and girls, you're lucky if you happen to have a Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar in the house to enjoy after supper tonight, because there just isn't a better tasting candy bar after supper or any other time than that world-famous Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar. Yes, I said famous, because hundreds of thousands of people already know that Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar is the finest mint candy money can buy, and more are learning about it every day. Just one big bite of Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, one delicious bite of that creamy snow-white mint candy, all wrapped up in a double thick chocolate coating, and you'll be saying, oh boy, where has this been all my life? It's wonderful. And get this, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar is actually two candy bars in one. Two big pieces of that wonderful chocolate-covered mint, a double treat, so good to eat. So be sure you ask for Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar in the famous green wrapper. That's Brock's. Spelled B-R-A-C-H-S. Later on in the show, we're going to tell you about the big special offer the Brock Candy people are going to make to all Superman listeners very soon. It's really a double offer, because you'll not only get the exciting new Superman Radio Quizmaster game, but also you'll get the official entry blank you'll need to enter Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest contest, with hundreds of valuable prizes. So be sure to keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Superman rescued Lois Lane and broke up the French spy ring, he rejoined the girl reporter in Paris. And in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, told Lois he had a premonition that something was wrong back home in Metropolis. And Kent, as we learned, was right. Because at that moment at the Daily Planet in Metropolis, copy boy Beanie Martin received a long-distance phone call from Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who was on his vacation. Learning that both Kent and Lois Lane were in Paris, Jimmy told Beanie to contact Perry White, editor of the Planet and mayor of the city, and added...
Have Mr. White call me right away, Beanie. Immediately. Tell him it's a matter of life or death.
Although it was after hours, Beanie managed to contact White, who was presiding over an emergency session of the city council. Alarmed, the gray-haired editor rushed to the Daily Planet, where, as we learn now, new complications have developed. Listen.
What's the rest of the phone number, Beanie?
Well, that's it, Mr. White. 178J, see? Hurry up and call.
I see. 178J. All right, but what's the exchange?
The what?
The exchange, you ninny. What's the exchange?
The exchange.
Yes, the exchange. The name of the town that Jim was calling from. Someplace. Not where. Where? He must have told you.
Yeah, come think of it, he did.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Great Caesar's ghost. Jim says he's in trouble. It's a matter of life or death. And you can't remember where he is.
Oh, gosh, Chief, when he said about it being a matter of life or death, I got excited and forgot.
Of all the numbskulls.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Now, my boy. Now, look. Settle down and try to remember. Jim's life may be at stake.
Wait, I think I got it.
Oh, thank heaven.
Jim said something about Jersey.
Jersey City?
Uh-uh.
New Jersey?
No.
Well, what in the name of...
Oh, no, that's not it.
What?
Jim just said Jersey to make it clear it was J at the end of the number instead of K like I got it at first.
No, then he wasn't in Jersey.
I guess not.
Oh, my dear St. Antilly, what'll I do with this blockhead? Wait a minute. Jim sent me a postal card the other day. Help me find it, Beanie. There may be a postmark.
That won't help us, Mr. White.
Never mind what you think. Just help me look.
But Jim sent me a card just like yours from Chicago when he said he was leaving Chicago that day.
Oh, yes, that's right. But he may have written where he was going from Chicago.
No, he didn't. He just said he was moving on west, remember?
Oh, yes. But he didn't say where, did he?
Uh-uh. He just said he was using some of that money he inherited, and he was going to take his time, stopping off wherever he felt like
it. Okay. Be quiet a minute. Be quiet. I've got to think. Of course. Just a minute. Miss Backrack! Oh, where in thunder is that secretary of mine?
She went home long ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, come on with me.
Where?
We're going to Jim's house. His mother ought to know where he is.
Why don't you call her up?
I don't want to frighten her, that's why. This way, we can say we were in the neighborhood and drop by. Now, come on. I guess Mrs. Olson isn't home, Minnie.
Gosh, what do we do now, Mr.
Well, we've got to find her. Come on. We'll check with the neighbors. Good evening, Sonny. We're looking for your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Olson. Do you know...
You mean Jim Olson's mother?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
do you know...
Well, she's out of town.
Huh?
What?
She left today. Her sister's sick or something.
I see. And where does her sister live? Do you know?
No, sir. I don't know.
Oh.
Who is it, Billy?
There's a man here, Mom, who wants to know where Jim Olson's mother went.
Oh, well, tell him she went to Maine.
Maine?
Do you know where in Maine, madam?
Why, no, I'm sorry. Mrs. Olson didn't say. I see.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, Beanie.
Gee whiz, what do we do now, Mr. White?
If you don't stop saying that, Beanie, I... Well, I won't be responsible for what I do.
But jeepers, Jim said he was in serious trouble.
I know what he said. If you had even a squizzle of brains in that lump on your shoulders, would we be able to find him?
Yeah. I guess I'm pretty dumb, all right.
Come on, get in the car.
Oh, where are we going now?
Back to the office. Maybe Jim will realize he was talking to a nincompoop and phone again.
And while we were gone, huh?
No.
Well, gosh, what are we...
Are you going to ask me again what we're going to do?
Well, gee whiz, Chief. I mean, Mr. White.
Be quiet.
Okay. But look, how about trying to phone Mr. Kent in Paris?
Well, what for? It'll take him at least 36 hours to get back here, and what could he do anyway?
Well, I don't know, but you just said...
Never mind what I said. We'll just have to wait here and hope Jim calls again. Oh, why does everything happen to me when I'm alone? Why?
May I have my room key, please?
Oui, mademoiselle.
Wasn't it a lovely party Monsieur Carré and Colonel Charlot gave for us, Clark?
Huh? Oh, yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sleepy. I'll see you in the morning, Clark.
I may not be here in the morning, Lois.
Not be here? What do you mean?
I'm thinking of hopping back to Metropolis.
But we're not booked to leave until tomorrow.
I know, but I may leave earlier. I can't shake off the feeling that something's wrong back home.
Oh, Clark.
I know it sounds silly, but I can't...
It's absurd. If anything were wrong, we'd be notified.
No, not necessarily. Chief or Jim or anybody would figure we couldn't be back before a day and a half.
Well, we couldn't, but...
Well, I can.
How?
Huh? Well,
you'd have to fly from here to Lisbon to pick up the Clipper, and then even if you could get immediate reservations...
No, I'd fly a different way.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I'll skip it. Good night.
Now, wait a minute, Clark. Where are you going?
To Metropolis.
But our reservations are for tomorrow night.
I know.
And the French newspaper club is giving a luncheon for us tomorrow.
Apologize for me.
Clark, you come back here.
Hurrying out of the Paris Hotel, Clark Kent steps into a dark areaway and quickly strips off his business suit, revealing the blue costume and brilliant red cape of Superman. Then, now to Metropolis. Up, up, and away! Leaping high into the starry sky, the Man of Steel rockets westward, across the English Channel, across England, and then out over the broad Atlantic, bound for Metropolis. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, fellows and girls, how would you like to win a brand new bicycle or a radio or a pair of real Western cowboy boots or roller skates, a swell football, a radio set of your own, or a wristwatch? Well, those are just some of the hundreds of prizes that will soon be offered in Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. and you can win one of them easily. The first thing you do when the time comes is to send in for the exciting new Superman Radio Quizmaster game. We'll tell you in just a few days how to get one. And say, what a pile of fun you and the gang will have when you're the master of ceremonies on your own radio quiz show. With questions to ask, with funny stunts for the people in your audience to do, and with a realistic model microphone you can set up right on the table. Yes, that Superman Radio Quizmaster game, first of its kind ever offered, is a swell thing to have. But listen, here's the biggest news of all. When you send in for your Superman Radio Quizmaster game, and we'll tell you how in just a few days, you'll also get the official entry blank you'll need to enter Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest, with the hundreds of valuable prizes we told you about a minute ago. But remember, don't send in now. Wait until we tell you how to get in on them in just a few days. So keep listening and be sure you don't miss this important announcement. Meanwhile, try Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar. You've never tasted anything so good.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In a small, neatly painted farmhouse in the Ozark region of Missouri, Jimmy Olsen, the freckle-faced cub reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, is anxiously pacing the floor. Seated tensely in a chair is Jimmy's cousin, Bert Andrews, a lean, tow-headed boy of 16 wearing overalls.
I can't understand why Mr. White hasn't called yet, Bert. I told Beanie Martin to have him call me right away.
That don't mean nothing, Jim, because even if he does call, he can't help us none.
Oh, yes, he can. Mr. White is editor of the Daily Planet, and he's the mayor of Metropolis.
So what? Metropolis is a long ways from here.
Right, but Mr. White will know what to do, though. Gosh, if only he'd call.
Oh, I tell you, it won't make no difference, Jim.
Why do you keep saying that, Bert?
Because, well, I already got the sign, and chances are it'll happen tonight. Maybe any minute.
Why, now, look, couldn't you be wrong about the sign, I mean?
Nope. It's the same sign, just like the others got. And you know what happened to them.
Yes, but look, I'm going to call the Daily Planet again. Maybe Beanie didn't get this number right or something.
Well, go ahead if you want to, but it's no use. It's too late.
Hello? Hello, operator? Operator? Operator, hello? Gee whiz. Now I can't raise the operator, Bert.
You can't?
No. Hello? Hello?
Hey, maybe the line is dead, Jim.
Dead?
Yeah. Must be. There's no buzz.
But it was okay before when I called Beanie.
Well, it's dead now, though.
Well, gee whiz, what do you suppose happened?
I don't know. Jim, listen.
Huh? What?
Can't you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it now.
It's coming here. It's coming just like the sign said it would.
They've been lizards.
Oh, we're done for now, Jim. We're done for.
Their faces paling, Jimmy Olsen and his cousin Bert stand tensely in the little farmhouse listening. What is the sound they hear? And why does it strike such fear into their hearts? Superman, warned of danger by some sixth sense, is speaking back to Metropolis. But can even he locate Jimmy in the distant Ozarks before whatever they fear will happen to the two boys? There are thrills and high suspense in tomorrow's exciting episode of our new story, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 2 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 2 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you by Brock's famous chocolate mint candy bar. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.